Om Agyantimidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Gurav Sri Yutha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Bitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyai Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Asindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prajapatine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacya Desatharine On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, we are beginning this initiation ceremony. We have heard eloquent explanations of the tattva, the truths, the philosophy, the importance of initiation from His Grace Shruti Dharma Prabhu, His Grace Jainitai Prabhu, His Grace Kripa Mali Prabhu, His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj. I will speak briefly on the spirit of initiation. It was told to us that this year is the 1,000th anniversary of the appearance of Sripad Ramanujacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that the true understanding of the Vedas can only come through Mahajano Yena Gatasa Panda, by following in the footsteps of the great souls. The histories of surrendered, pure-hearted devotees opens the doors for us to understand what the Vedic literatures are actually saying. Acharya means one who teaches by example. Srila Prabhupada, he gave us books. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Bhagavad Gita, Sri Ushupanishad, Bhakti Rasamrita, Sindhu Upadeshamrita, and so many more books. But it is very important that we understand his books through how he taught them and how he lived, because he personified those teachings. The Srimad Bhagavatam is full of philosophy. It's the Vedanta Sutra is the summary study of all the Vedic literatures by Vyasadeva himself. Srimad Bhagavatam is his personal commentary. So the most essential, most elevated philosophy of all Vedic knowledge is contained in the Srimad Bhagavat. Those teachings are personified by the personalities in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahajano yena gatasa panta. Prahlad's life personifies the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ambarish Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, the Pandavas, the Prajetas, Aranti Dev, and ultimately the pure, unalloyed, spontaneous surrender of the Gopas and the Gopis of Sri Vrindavan. To follow in the footsteps of the great souls is the path of perfection. Ramanujacharya, he was a grihastha at one time. In his heart, he accepted Yamunacharya as his guru. He wasn't initiated. He never spent any personal time with his guru, but he really wanted to. He made a trip to Srirangam to give his heart to Yamunacharya. He heard that who he wanted to be his guru, who he accepted as guru, was very ill. He rushed to Srirangam. When he arrived, the last rites were being performed. Sripad Yamunacharya had already passed from this world. Sripad Ramanujacharya was brokenhearted. In one sense, he missed the chance. Just before they were about to do the last rites, Yamunacharya was laying down on the banks of the Kaveri River. They happened to see that three of his fingers were folded. They never saw him like that before. Around him was his senior most disciples, who were great scholars of Vedas and most exemplary practitioners. Gostipurna, Mahapurna, Kanchipurna, so many. They couldn't understand, what does this mean? Sripad Ramanujacharya, who had just arrived, who never really associated directly with Yamunacharya ever, he spoke up in that assembly. First he said, I will spread the message of pure unalloyed bhakti throughout India. When he said that, one of the fingers opened up and became straight. I will write a Vaishnav commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. second finger became straight. In honor of that person who gave us the Vishnu Purana, I will name his disciple Parasara. The third finger open. Everyone was watching. They understood something. Even though all these devotees spent years with Yamunacharya, personally trained by him, minute details of Vaishnava philosophy and lifestyle, Ramanujacharya, this new person, had understood his heart, has understood his mission. They made him the acharya of the whole sampradaya. This in itself is quite wonderful, because when such senior people, learned people, who had disciples of their own, they chose a person who was new to be the acharya of their sampradaya, for the simple reason that he understood the spirit and the heart of their guru, and they celebrated this. There was no competition based on envy or arrogance. Everyone was united on one principle only: what will please our Guru Maharaj. Ramanujacharya accepted diksha initiation from Mahapurna, who was a disciple of Yamunacharya, because that's the principle. He accepted sannyas. He accepted the preliminary initiations. And throughout his life, he was completely obedient, surrendered to, and respectful to his diksha gurus, his mantra gurus, and his shiksha gurus. Even though he was the acharya of the sampradaya and they were all under him, he never felt they're under me. He felt I'm under them. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he taught in his beautiful book on the parikram of Sri Navadvip Dham that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the essence of all the four Vaishnava sampradayas. From Sripad Ramanuja's Sri Sampradaya, he took pure, unalloyed devotional service, unmixed by speculative knowledge or karma, fruitive activities, or sense gratification. As the goal in life. And service to the devotees. These are the two greatest contributions of Ramanujacharya from the perspective of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he embodied those. Srila Prabhupada, he was not physically as close to his Guru Maharaj as many others. In fact, he even wrote a letter to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Just before his Guru Maharaj departed from this world, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote that you have so many disciples who are sannyasis, who have been living with you for so many years in your mutts, being personally trained by you, giving their whole lives 24 hours a day in your service. I'm a grihastha. I don't have those opportunities. What instruction is there for me? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada wrote back, take this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the English language all over the world. Same instruction he gave him when they first met in Kolkata in 1922. Srila Prabhupada took that message of as his heart, his life, his soul. Srila Prabhupada understood the heart of his spiritual master and gave his heart to pleasing his spiritual master. When Srila Prabhupada would be here in Radha Gokulananda Temple, Bhaktivedanta Manor, one of the few places that he gave the maximum amount of his lectures, initiations, and translated and wrote purports to his books. I believe the three places he spent most of his time was Mumbai, Los Angeles, and Bhaktivedanta Manor. And he would tell us, whatever is happening is by the grace of my Guru Maharaj. In fact, Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say, you are all representatives of my Guru Maharaj. And you have come to help with this great mission. Srila Prabhupada gave his life to serving every devotee. He said, I have shed buckets of blood to bring each and every devotee to this movement. That's how Srila Prabhupada saw each and every one of us. And why did he use that analogy? For one reason only. Because that's the way he wanted us to see each other. This is how dear each devotee is to Srila Prabhupada. To truly make advancement in Krishna consciousness, we must follow in the footsteps of the great souls. And what did the great souls teach us? This spirit of servitude. How is it that Sripad Ramanujacharya is getting chastised by Gostipurna, taking mantra from him and serving him with the utmost humility and devotion only to please him. And yet he's the acharya of the sampradaya. Because a true leader is a true servant. That is what bhakti is. In a true Vaishnava society, nobody's seeking position. No one is seeking power. No one is seeking authority over others. Vaishnava community means Gopi Bharatur Pada Kamala Yora Das Das Anudas. To be the servant of the servant of the servant. Srila Prabhupada really wanted us to study carefully his books. And here at Bhaktivedanta Manor, he would often plead with all the devotees. Whatever Srila Prabhupada told his disciples, he's also directly and personally telling his grand disciples and great grand disciples. Don't think that there's a disconnection. After all, Yamunacharya never told Ramanujacharya anything. But Ramanujacharya understood his teachings and took them to heart, and all the devotees recognized his role and gave him the utmost respect. This spirit, that Srila Prabhupada would plead with us to understand. How many times, my God brothers and God sisters, did we hear Srila Prabhupada say, please take this Krishna consciousness seriously? He would speak philosophy, he would speak Siddhanta and the culture of Krishna consciousness, but he would beg us with such emotion, please take this Krishna consciousness seriously. In one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes that pure devotional service is very rare. Why? Because we cannot attain it. If we do tapasya, if we fast, drink only water or milk for a million births, if we memorize every word of every scripture that has ever been written, if we chant a million names of Krishna every minute, it's not going to give us pure devotional service. Pure devotional service can only come when Krishna personally is pleased with us to give it. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati kutopi. And what pleases Krishna? When we please our guru. And what pleases our guru? When we take seriously this Krishna consciousness. And that very much means being the servant of the servant and creating a community, a society of Vaishnavas. Pure devotional service is very rare, but Krishna will give it easily. And Prabhupada gives three qualifications. If we are sincere, if we are serious, and we have no ulterior motives. That means there's nothing in it outside of what will samsudhir haditoshanam, what will please my guru, what will please the Vaishnavas, what will please Krishna. That's the heart of devotion. The example of Srila Jiva Goswami. He was the greatest philosopher perhaps who ever lived. He wrote over 100,000 verses in pure poetic Sanskrit. He systemized the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy and teachings in a way absolutely incredible. Srila Prabhupada wrote in the Benares Hindu University, one of the most prominent universities for philosophy in all of India, there's an entire department to study Jiva Goswami's works. But we have to understand his character as well. How did he get that realization? His guru was Rupa Goswami. He would massage his feet, he would massage his legs, he would wash his plates, he would go out and pick leaves and prepare them so that Rupa Goswami could write on them. He was a menial servant. And even when Rupa Goswami chastised him and punished him, he was already established as a great, great philosopher, famous in Varanasi, where he studied. But still, he accepted every word of it with such a grateful, humble heart. So humble service to his guru, to the Vaishnavas, disciples like Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, and Shamananda. They were his Shiksha disciples, sent by their gurus to study under him because of his knowledge and his character. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the same lesson in another context when he was in Sri Rangam, in that courtyard where the greatest scholars, pundits of the Sampradaya would meet every day to recite literatures, to discuss the intricate philosophical meanings of these literatures. There was that simple Brahmin who barely knew how to read. He would sit there every day and read the 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita out loud, but he didn't know how to pronounce any of the words properly. And for those of you who have tried to preach in India, when you're with Sanskrit pundits, they take very seriously how you pronounce the Sanskrit. That's where your credibility is. Nobody took him seriously. Sometimes they joked about him. Sometimes they were condescending. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him sitting there and asked him, "Can you tell me what you are doing?" He said, "I'm reading Bhagavad Gita every day. But unfortunately, I don't really understand what I'm reading. But my guru, my spiritual master, told me I should come right in this place where all the scholars are and recite the entire Bhagavad Gita every day. So to please him, I am doing." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so deeply pleased. He was pleased because this person, even though it was very difficult and humiliating, he was fixed on one purpose only, to please his spiritual master as the way of pleasing the Lord. Lord Chaitanya said, "Why are you crying? If you don't understand it, why are you crying?" He says, "As I'm stumbling through these words, sometimes I may speak them right, sometimes I speak them wrong. I don't know the difference. But I think of Krishna, who has a beautiful blackish complexion, Shamsundar. He's driving the chariot for his devotee Arjuna. How the Lord loves his devotee. And he's speaking this Gita." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he was pleasing his guru through his sincerity, Lord Chaitanya lifted him up and said, "You are truly the knower of the Bhagavad Gita." Lord Chaitanya embraced him. And with that embrace, he invested the ultimate realization of prema bhakti in the heart of that man. So there's an illiterate person who's doing his capacity, and Jiva Goswami, the greatest scholar who studied all Vedic literatures and extracted the essence eloquently, spoke and wrote. They both took Krishna consciousness seriously. They were both doing what would please their Guru Maharaj. Ramanujacharya, on his 1,000th appearance day, we remember him in this way. He didn't want anything from anyone. All he wanted to do was be an instrument of the compassion of his spiritual master. here at Bhaktivedanta Manor, Srila Prabhupada gave in this room hundreds of lectures, answered so many questions. From this room and his little room upstairs, he wrote major segments of his literature as his life work. He organized and wrote letters for the whole society to organize and spread, build foundation to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Radha Landanishwar, the first deities he installed in the world. And in this very temple, he installed Radha Gokulananda with his own hands. He offered the first arti. And when devotees were chanting that day, he danced. The most famous dance. London was really a place of Prabhupada's dancing. I was living far away, but I would hear how Prabhupada would like to dance in London. We heard stories how he was very ill during the Rath Yatra. He danced from the beginning of the parade to the end. I never heard that anywhere else. And then we saw these videos. In those days, they weren't exactly videos. Srila Prabhupada right there in the presence of Radha Gokulananda, dancing, his arms raised, manifesting ecstasy we've never seen Srila Prabhupada show in kirtan. He was jumping. And when Srila Prabhupada was dancing, all the devotees, it was like a volcanic eruption of happiness. Everyone was dancing. This is a very special place, a very blessed place. It's the exact same temple room. Radha Gokulananda are always waiting for us. Srimati Radharani is blessing us with her open palm. Krishna's calling our hearts back to his loving service, playing his flute. They're waiting for us to take Krishna consciousness seriously. So what will please Krishna? Pleasing our gurus. The gurus in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are only meant to have one purpose in their lives, to please our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. To share among each other Srimad Bhagavatam teachings, Harinam Kirtan, Seva, to show our love for him by how we cooperate on this higher principle of spreading this mission. We're a family. We have our Shiksha Gurus, as Kripa Maya Prabhu was explaining. In ISKCON, our Shiksha Gurus and our Diksha Gurus are representing Prabhupada. And both our Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus simply want us to cooperate and follow these beautiful teachings by following in footsteps of the great souls. As it was explained, Kripa Maya told, if you offend even people who are junior to us, the holy name will not be pleased. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in Chaitanya Bhagavat, if you do two things, I will personally bring you back home, back to God. Always chant the names of Krishna and do not criticize others. That's all, just those two things. If we can do those two things, Krishna will empower us to do everything else and overcome every other obstacle. But we can't do those two things. It's beyond us. But if we take Krishna consciousness seriously, as Srila Prabhupada has asked us, and really try our best, as Jiva Goswami and that simple Brahmin did, Krishna tells in Gita, Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupashate tesham nityabhayuktanam yogakshemam vahamya. If we just surrender by being serious about this path, Krishna said, I will preserve whatever little you have and will carry what you lack. When Srila Prabhupada was on Jaladutta, he didn't write in his prayer, I have studied the Bhagavatam, I've written the first canto, and now I'm coming. He's such a scholar, such a paramahamsa, such a self-realized soul. But his prayer was, I'm your puppet, Krishna. Make me dance. I'm only here because my Guru Maharaj has sent me. When he was having his heart attacks on the Jaladutta in the Arabian Sea, he wrote in his diary, I'm feeling so much separation from Vrindavan, from my beloved Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Gopinath, Radha Govinda. So far from Vrindavan. But I'm happy because I'm making this journey in the service of my spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. That was his mood. That was the mood he gave us to follow in his footsteps. We are a wonderful family. And all of us who are Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus simply want us to take his teachings very seriously by studying his books according to our capacity, by cooperating together, by chanting our at least 16 rounds with sincerity and attentiveness. Guarding against these 10 offenses. By trying to really live with the character Chandramouli Maharaj was telling. Srila Prabhupada told in one beautiful recording that philosophy has little or no value without character. Srila Prabhupada, on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our Guru Parampara, felt deep compassion for every conditioned soul in this world. And just as he shed buckets of blood for each devotee, and he wanted us to see that in each other, to appreciate and help each other in good times and hard times, he wanted us individual and united to assist him in giving this great gift of pure devotional service to the whole world. That's ISKCON, to assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission of compassion. Shruti Dharma Prabhu here at Bhaktivedanta Manor, and Vishwambar Prabhu, and Sonak Rishi Prabhu, and Jaini Jai Prabhu, they're giving their hearts, their souls, their lives to try to serve the devotee community. There's nothing in the world that can make your Diksha Gurus happier than giving that honor, that respect to assist them who are giving their hearts and souls. We follow these four regulative principles: no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. These are basic principles. But when we study Srila Prabhupada's books nicely, the Acharya's books, there are so many principles. One of them, Trinadapi Sunichena, Taror Ivasi Hishnuna, Amani Namanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is a regulative principle. This particular verse, if we want to truly make advancement in Krishna consciousness by pleasing Krishna and our gurus, it's inseparable. You can't go over it, under it, or around it. It's inescapable. Unless we take it seriously, we'll be blocked in our progress at a certain point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that this verse, we should put it on the string of the holy name and wear it always. To be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, eager to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. When we live in this spirit, when we have this sincerity, then Krishna will be pleased. Our gurus will be pleased. And they will give us that, pardon, that higher taste. Krishna will reveal himself in his name. And when we taste that sweetness, then we naturally can chant the holy name constantly. I think we all have the experience that we can't do it ourselves. Srila Prabhupada has given us this wonderful gift. Those who are taking initiation, first initiation, second initiation, are committing our lives to following these principles and the spirit of these principles. That's what it means. It's not just about getting a name. It's about living by the name. And the part of the name we should focus most on is Das. Or Dasi. Because that's our identity. That's our relationship. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went even deeper. What does it mean to be Das? The only way you could be Das is to be Das, 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 Anudas. Vrindavan Das Thakur explained, higher than being a Mahapandit, higher than getting the eight mystic cities, higher than liberation and Brahman, is to be awarded the name Das. It's very exalted what you're doing today. But it's not just getting the name, it's living the name. Chanting our rounds attentively, studying the books, cooperating within our society and following these principles, our basic principles in which we live by the principle of Das, to be a servant. The greatest obstacle in Krishna consciousness, from one perspective, is we want to be controllers, proprietors, and enjoyers. Even in devotion, what gives Prabhupada enjoyment. That is our life and soul. Initiation is a lifelong commitment to make that the highest priority in all decisions we make throughout our life. I'm very grateful to each and every one of you who are making this commitment. You are truly blessed. I pray for you. I thank you. And I'm truly honored to be your servant. Thank you very much.